From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A couple of times I've raised the conditions that apply to our VK Foundation licenses in these broadcasts. My submission is still available on the ACMA website. Whilst it appears that the Harak F call is not progressing, other countries have introduced an entry-level license, the last I'm aware of being Belgium. The format of the training was based on the model established in the United Kingdom. After an introductory period, Ofcom, the British regulator, broadened the range of modes and frequencies available to Foundation licensees. Our British colleagues get to use digital modes with a maximum power of 10 watts. This week, Amateur Radio magazine arrived in my letterbox. WIA President Phil Waite, VK2ASD, devotes this month's WIA comment to issues around the Foundation license. It seems that there is concern that access to digital modes is problematical as to the technical requirements then needed to be included in the training. My point is that the laws of physics don't change from country to country. Why reinvent the wheel? We are doing that with the high power trial. These are applications of technology that are well recorded in the hobby literature and no doubt in regulatory reports around the world. Why can't we investigate how our British colleagues have found their foundation training and practice to work? Compare like with like and not prejudice with fact. And we might be ready to invite more people into our hobby. Please read Phil's comments for greater discussion. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Alpha, you're tuned to Q News. In the Townsville region, you can hear this news on the Victor Kilo 4 Romeo Alpha Tango and Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey India Tango radio systems, 146.7 MHz, right after the WIA national news. On behalf of the Tarkadian retransmit team, this is Gavin, Victor Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu.
The countdown continues. Saturday, the 20th of July 2013, is the date for the inaugural Caboolture Radio Club Hamfest, which will be held at the clubhouse, 169 Smiths Road, Caboolture. Sellers can set up from 7:30 a.m. and the doors will be open to the public at 9 a.m. Entry is $5 and tables are $20. To reserve your table now, please email us at vk4qd@yahoo.com.au, as they are fast disappearing. Hot food and cold drinks will be in plentiful supply. We are looking forward to meeting you all. 73s, this is Peter, VK4QC.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, with news from the Redcliffe and Districts Amateur Radio Club. The club will hold its AGM on Monday the 11th of June at 2000 hours, with a general meeting to follow the AGM. Business includes the election of a management committee, that is the president, two vice presidents, treasurer and secretary of the club, and the election of volunteers and other co-opted members for various club functions. In the past, the club's repeater site located at Wemeran has been beset by backup battery issue problems, but now this should be a thing of the past with the fitting of a 400 amp hour capacity battery set. Thanks, Peter and John, for that. That's Peter, VK4EA, and John, VK4YJV. The club also provides a range of equipment which is available for loan to club members. Unfortunately, some members have not been able to return the equipment to allow others to use it. So at the last general meeting night, it was decided there was now to be a time limit of 1 week imposed on all loan equipment. The loan may be repeated, but the equipment is to return to the club each Monday night to ensure it has plenty of circulation for all members. This week I'm going to outline the last of the three awards sponsored by the Redcliffe Club. This is the Redcliffe City Award. This award is available in two sections. The first section for VK and ZL only, and section B for all other call signs, and I'll concentrate on section A. For that, a VK or ZL station or a shortwave listener is required to score 10 points, which is made up of contacts with members of the amateur Redcliffe and District's Amateur Radio Club. That's 1 point for each contact with one of those members, and with the club station VK4 Romeo Charlie, 4 points. The application for this award should be accompanied by a certified log extract signed by two other licensed amateurs showing the time, date, frequency, call sign and locations of stations worked, and enclose either $10 Australian or 10 IRCs and send to the awards manager, Redcliffe and District's Amateur Radio Club, Post Office Box 20, Woody Point, Queensland 4019, or email it to the club's website, or just type in Redcliffe Radio Club to your search engine for all the details. Well, that's it for a short week this week. I'm Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and District's Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. I'm Roger, VK4BNQ from the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group. In the northern Gympie region, tune in to the news at 9 a.m. on 146.8 MHz and to the south on 146.85 MHz.
Q News. We've reported, you decide.